Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sociology in the News. I'm Emma.
I'm Mallory.
I'm Francesca.
I'm Forrest.
I'm Mason.
And I'm Jake.
Six toes on one foot.
And then Doug and Chris said the most salacious thing.
She was XOXO.
Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Gossip TSP.
So this week at our TSP meeting, I sort of derailed the conversation centered around some of the latest gossip with a recent episode that I heard of Normal Gossip, a favorite podcast, in which they take gossip, anonymize it, and sort of retell it in these fabulous stories. That is really fun. But one of the hosts, Kelsey McKinney, who is an author and journalist, recently wrote a book about gossip and was talking a little bit about how she thinks about the functions of gossip in a very sociological way. So we're here today to talk about the social functions of gossip. Thinking through.
Well, because I'm just thinking, it's like, when does just talking to someone and telling a story become gossip? Like, right. What's the line between I'm telling you something I experienced, and now it's...
Mm-hmm. I have actually Googled, like, exactly what is gossip, because sometimes you're just relaying information that, you know, and then I can't even remember what the proper definition was, but it was something that the person would need to be there to defend themselves about. If you're right. Telling another person something that you know, that person probably wouldn't want others to know, or... you know, may not be the truth, or it's very opinionated about that person, and they can't be there to defend themselves, and they're not in the room, then it's like, I guess, technically gossiping.
Interesting.
Yeah, in my research with domestic violence, this comes up in terms of what is your intent behind telling this story? Is it to relay that information because you think it's important they know, or is it, you know, a bad intent in terms of you just want to talk poorly about somebody so you can build your relationship up with that person you're talking to at the expense of whoever is being gossiped about.
Or break down the other person in another social circle.
Right, because you're threatened by them, or that there's a power differential between you, like a manager or an instructor or whatever.
Right. Usually, like, in some effort to feel better about yourself, I feel.
Yeah.
This is interesting because I feel like one common theme, like, on the show Normal Gossip is how gossip tends to take on really negative connotations. But something they bring up pretty consistently is like, oh, gossip can also be like kind of important information sharing, like especially for marginalized groups. So it's sort of like how people figure out like who's safe to work with, like if you have had bad experiences, it's sort of a way to steer people away from people who like might actually put them at risk. So I talk a lot about this balancing of like gossip can be frivolous, it can be sort of like mean-spirited, but can also be information sharing, and it can also like kind of facilitate some social bonding like with the people you're gossiping with, of like, okay, I've like extended some trust by telling you this story, and like it's almost in a sort of social exchange sense. So they kind of like unpack the different layers of gossip.
Yeah, that's what I thought with what Jake was saying with